Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Fadlil Mashi ila al Masajid, the chapter on the virtue of walking to the Masajid. And the hadith that we did yesterday, we explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who goes to the Masjid morning and evening, Allah prepares for him a welcome reception in Jannah each morning and each evening that he goes to the Masjid. One point that we explained is that according to a person's greatness, according to his shan, according to his majesty, that will be the reception that he'll give us when we go to his house. And naturally, when one person goes to another person's house, he wants to show him some type of kindness, some type of reception, he wants to serve him something. So we are the mehman, we are the visitors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us that Allah ta'ala is preparing for us a reception, a banquet. That every morning, every evening, Allah Ta'ala is preparing that reception for us. So when our eyes close, then we will see that reception that has been created, the reception that has been created for us because of that salah that we are going for morning and evening. So we must believe it. Have yaqeen. A person has a ticket. He says, I got a ticket for a certain place to go. I don't have to pay. It's free. He's so excited, so happy to tell everyone else. And yet there's so much of times there's guna taking place and other things taking place where he shouldn't be going. But yet he's so happy to say, I got a ticket. And sometimes it's for some event, sporting event, or this event, and he's got a ticket. Yeah, we got nothing to pay for. We're coming to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding us for walking to the masjid. And in today's hadith, we'll see even walking back from the masjid, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding a person. And then together with that, Allah Ta'ala is preparing a reception for him every morning and every evening that this person goes to the masjid. So we must believe it. When we are going, we must be excited. That one day when my eyes close, I'll see the reception that Allah Ta'ala will give me for the salah that I'm going for. So this will make it easy for him to go for salah. The difficulty of that fajr salah, the difficulty of that night salahs, the difficulty of going to the masjid becomes much, much easier. And the person believes that my Allah is giving me so much, how can I be so foolish not to take advantage of this? And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, من تطهر في بيته ثم مضى إلى بيت من بيوت الله ليقضي فريضة من فرائض الله كانت خطواته إحداها تحط خطيئة والأخرى ترفع درجة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that one who purifies himself at his home and then he proceeds to one of the houses of Allah Ta'ala, in other words he proceeds to one of the masajid to fulfill one of the obligations of Allah Ta'ala, in other words, to fulfill this obligation of Salah, then each footstep that he takes removes one sin, and the other footstep he takes elevates his rank. This is from the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Let's just read this hadith again and explain it. One who purifies himself, in other words, a person makes wudu at home. مَنْ تَطَهَّرَ فِي بَيْتِهِ. So the first lesson we learn from this hadith is that we should try as far as possible to make wudu and then proceed for salah. Yes, our masajid have sometimes very beautiful wudu khanas, etc. But if it's possible to make wudu at home, the fazilat, the virtue is to make wudu at home and then proceed. So, man tatahara fi baytihi, one who purifies himself, minan, makes wudu at home, and then he proceeds to one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill the obligation of Allah ta'ala, in other words, he proceeds for salah, then each footstep he takes removes a sin, and the other elevates his rank. Ulama explained this is with regards to sins, and this is with regards to a person that has taken away or has broken the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has committed some minor sins. In other words, any law of Allah ta'ala that is regarded as minor in Sharia, these Allah ta'ala forgive. When it comes to major sins, we know we have to make tawbah. And when it comes to rights of others, we have sinned by taking away the rights of another person, then there we have to actually ask that person to make us maaf. I swore somebody on his face, I hurt him. Or I took away some thing of his, I cheated him, I robbed him, I did some fraud. Something I did wrong, there we have to go up to the person and ask the person for maaf. We have to make up to it. So it doesn't mean we just walk to the masjid and now we don't have to make up for any other gunas, no. When it comes to rights of people, we have to be very careful. I wanted to go to the next hadith, but inshallah tomorrow we can discuss it. Just something on the rights of people, we have to be very, very careful, especially in today's time and age. When it comes to the rights of others, we must be extra cautious. A Muslim's attitude, a Muslim's approach is that he puts the next person in front of himself. In other words, whatever is my rights, I put it one side, I look to see what obligations I got towards that person, what responsibilities I have towards that person, that is what I must put in front. So very often one common thing that happens today, one person was speaking to me yesterday, he says, please speak about this. These people dilly-dallying as far as payment is concerned. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَثَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, that a person has got the ability to pay, he's got the funds, but he just delays and he pulls the supplier, or he pulls the person, that poor person that has done some service for him, the tiler, the plumber, electrician, carpenter, whoever it is, he just pulls him and he delays him and he drags him. Or sometimes he ends up dragging his own stuff. That he can pay them on the 25th, he can pay them on the 30th, whatever is the date of the payment, but it goes into the next month and the poor people, they have to keep singing for their money, keep asking for their money. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمًا, person who got the ability to pay and he's not paying, he's actually doing zulam on the next person. So we talk about the rights of the next person. One of the rights that he enjoys is that when we owe him money, we pay him as quick as possible. Then Allah Ta'ala protect us, forgive us. Sometimes a person is owing money and then he's going for Umrah, and he's going for Nafil Hajj, and he's going here, and he's going there, and he's going for holidays. So this is completely unacceptable in Islam. So when it comes to the rights of people, we have to be extra careful. Person will be forgiven on the day of Qiyamah, but when it comes to the rights of people, then that becomes a barrier between him and getting the forgiveness until that person doesn't forgive him. So therefore we have to be very careful. If we have done anything wrong to any person, we must ask them. Doesn't mean now if we have made ghibat of that person, person doesn't know. We may have made ghibat of a person, he doesn't know about it. In that case, you don't have to go tell him that I made ghibat about you. In that case, you just show some kindness, maybe send him a gift, or you meet him nicely, you speak to him in general, and you make up for that ghibat that you have made by speaking good of this person. Or rather, if it was something wrong that you said, you recheck. If it was something right that you said, then what you do is tell the person that who you spoke that ghibat to, please don't speak about this at all, don't mention to anybody, it was a mistake that I have made on my part. And in that case, you don't have to tell the person. But generally, when you have done something wrong to a person directly, he knows about it, then make it a point that before my eyes close, I must ask the person for maaf. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of others. This is a very, very important part of our deen. Sometimes it stops this person's spiritual progress. He may be in the front saf in the masjid, he may be keeping fast Mondays and Thursdays, up for tahajjud, doing his zikr, doing his tilawat of Quran. He's not fulfilling the rights of people, this becomes a blockage for him progressing spiritually. It becomes a blockage for him progressing spiritually. Then if you're not taking the du'as of the people that he's harming by his incorrect behavior, then that also becomes a means of his dunya coming down. That becomes a means of his dunya also retrogressing. So spiritually he's losing out, and also as far as the world is concerned, he's losing out because he's not fulfilling the rights of others. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Mentally prepare from now that I want to be there early for Jummah Salah. Great, great rewards for coming early for Jummah Salah. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, one thing he would mention is that person who is meticulous about being early for Fajr Salah, the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that all his work for the rest of the week, Allah will make that work also get finished early. In other words, he won't be late on his work because he took care of that Jummah Salah. So therefore, we should already mentally prepare that I want to come early for the Jummah Salah. So automatically he starts preparing. I'll start having my bath early, I'll change early, I'll proceed early to the masjid. If he's working, he'll leave early from work. Already he's planning that I want to be early for Jummah Salah. He should recite Suratul Kahf and encourage the family also recite Suratul Kahf, especially in times of fitna and fasad. Other thing that we should do is come early before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. Ulama of the opinion that most likely that this is the time of acceptance. On a Friday is the time before Maghrib Salah. In other words, between Asr and Maghrib, that is the time of acceptance. And one other thing, whilst we are proceeding with our day and carrying on with our things, that the race amongst the pious on this day is who can read more Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the zikr for today. As much Durood Sharif as possible as we can read on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.